Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin. Hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think the virus is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know. They're not awfully disgusting. Purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show. With your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Tuesday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, barreling at you from Los Angeles, California. A little bit of coughing and sneezing at you on my part. Koreatown, US of A, it's a little bit after 2 p.m. on Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if your ear holes be sucking us in out east. If it isn't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, which streams for your ear holes 24-7, or you're downloading us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, crabdiving.com. However you receive us on whatever device, or using whatever other devices, we appreciate the hell out of it. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours. Lots to talk about, lots of bullshit from the right, plenty of fodder.
Oh my God.
Mutter and fodder. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. Download us on your device.
Yeah.
Even if it's your vibrator.
Download us, yeah. Hopefully smart vibrators won't be listening in.
Yeah.
Stupid
vibrators.
You're going to hear is like... so gross.
Yeah.
Some farts.
God. Huh? I just realized what that was. I didn't know.
A vart?
A vart. I mean, I just, you said that.
And go to Urban Dictionary.
It registered to me that you were saying that. So.
I'm classing it up here on Crab Diving Tuesday, ladies
and gents. Welcome to CNN.
All kinds of shit going on in the world. It's a lovely Southern California afternoon here. It's warm. It's almost like summer. Shit, it's 85-ish, something like that, 83, 85.
What's it like in the rest of the country, Pat?
I'm speaking to those who are like balls deep in snow right now.
Right.
Or
whatever.
Labia deep in snow.
Sure.
unless you got low hangers on both
right.
sides.
Oh, sure.
There's blizzards elsewhere. We're hot as fuck.
Well,
thing there's nothing going on.
Well,
There's
no global warming.
Right.
Because of all that snow. Okay. So shut the fuck up about it. It's cold.
Again, the difference between weather and climate. All kinds of shit is going on in the world. We might as well get to the headlines before we delve into some more of the fun stuff.
Oh my God.
I'm a little, I feel like
that's a great way to explain that.
What?
You know, obviously don't understand the difference between weather and climate, stupid.
Yeah,
that's what you say.
Yeah, that's a common argument.
Right.
But, yeah, weather's very different from climate. You can't tell people that.
Yeah, yeah. Why? Because Jesus or not Jesus, stupidity or whatever?
I don't know how that has nothing to do with Jesus, really, the global warming thing. I don't know.
I don't know
why they disbelieve that one, because the fucking oil companies tell them to.
Yeah. The EPA, their mission statement, they lost the word science.
They took science
out,
yeah.
Literally. Literally took science out of it.
Go to yesterday's show. We talked about that. Go to iTunes or Stitcher, crabdiving.com. Leave us a nice review, a bunch of stars, a bunch of thumbs, whatever.
Ooh, yes.
Stiffies.
Okay.
Wasn't there?
Jeez.
Wasn't there like a sex.com or something like that where you could vote? Allegedly, I heard.
Oh, right.
Where you could upvote videos
two strokes
and
up.
You give erections.
I'll give that 7 boners.
Don't forget, if you want to help us out here at Screaming Liberal Media, we don't bombard you with any advertisements or anything like that.
Hello!
But if you want to help us out here to keep the lights going and the beer flowing.
Oh, my God.
Go to buy your shit that you're going to buy on the internet. Go to Amazon. Great deals at Amazon, and they deliver that shit.
Oh, my
God. Pretty soon, they're going to deliver that shit by drone. Yeah.
Right. Why can't they deliver it? What if everybody had their own 3D printer, their own Amazon 3D printer?
That's where it'll be later, eventually, probably.
Oh, that's cool. So everything's
you want to buy a TV, you press a button, and it just grows out of your wall.
They're not going to grow a TV out of the fucking wall,
who
dude.
Who knows what's going on in the future?
It's got to be made of plastic. And then the 3D printer.
The Republicans are in charge right now, so there will be no future of science.
Yes, we're not going to need that
technology.
Science. Here's the science and technology they care about. When they get sick, they want that doctor to know what the fuck he's doing, and they don't want to hear about any kind of Jesus bullshit, I bet.
Yeah, did you see Andy Borowitz? We put it on our Facebook page. Don't forget, tweet us during the show also. Amazon is crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you get there, we get a little nibble, a little tickle. Doesn't cost you anything. Just helps us out here at Screaming Liberal Media. Don't forget, we're on, you can tweet us during the show at Crab Diving, one word, C-R-A-B-D-I-V-I-N-G.
Yes.
Or you can sling us a message over on our Facebook page, facebook.com/crabdiving. We've got a brand sparkling new K-Voice.
Okay.
Coming up, if you're listening to us live this Tuesday.
Viva la resistance!
With Kelly the Voice. The voice you hear at the top and the bottom of the show.
Right.
She's doing a great job over there.
Dang. You know what?
All activismed up and shit.
I love that show. K-Voice.
Speaking of... A lot of good feedback.
Did you see how many people, the percentage of eligible voters that...
Oh, it's pathetic. Here in L.A.
12%.
Yep.
Put down the bong, baby. I mean, what do you want? Shit.
Yeah, really sad. Especially when... everyone was screaming. I mean, it is L.A., but especially when everyone on our side has been saying, you know, you got to get involved at the grassroots level. You got to make sure you either run or vote for progressive dog catchers, for county assessors, progressive everything from the bottom up, especially at the state level.
Because the GOP does that. That's their thing.
Yeah, that's how they infected the country. And then they gerrymandered the fuck out of it to make sure that they... can stay that way. Jefferson Beauregard Sessions is now not. We're not going to pursue the prosecution of Texas for their allegedly racist gerrymandering.
Of course they not. A fucking course not. I mean, what is he going to look at, Jeff Sessions?
Well, he thinks the brown people are carved up just perfectly.
Yeah. He's going to focus on. Giving the police more leeway.
Oh, I would guess so. Yeah.
He's going to protect the cops. He's a Blue Lives Matter guy. Well, he's not going to do anything, though, probably.
Kill your fucking selves, fucking globalists.
Thank you.
A little more Alex Jones today. I saw the headline. I read a little bit of what he says, and I think it's going to be another good one.
Hey.
He's losing his mind now because... Right. He's getting criticism, and like his hero,
yes,
Orrin Shitler,
nine.
They're man babies.
Oh yeah,
men babies.
They're men babies.
Man babies.
Men babies.
Men's babies. They're men's babies.
Right.
But
they're children.
They're just pissy little whiny shit babies.
Which is fine for Alex Jones.
If anybody criticizes them,
yes,
they can sling an arrow away. And throw turds at whatever they want. But if anybody criticizes them, that's why he's losing his mind right now. You know, Alex Jones. It's because he's being mentioned now.
As fake news.
As fake news.
He's the face of fucking fake news.
And as something bad that the president likes and listens to.
That's true.
In all these news stories, they're like, the president's getting his information from right-wing fake news crazy conspiracy theory site InfoWars. And that just makes him lose his mind.
Because that is the whole, like, that's the whole thing InfoWars is built on. Alex Jones constantly says, hey, you can take that globalist news, the fake news from the fake media. I'm winning the InfoWar. We have all the inside scoops.
Kill your fucking selves, you right. fucking globalists.
He doesn't want to be called fake news, man. He hates that shit.
Yeah, because if the curtain's finally pulled back,
right?
Where does his idiot audience go?
Yeah, yeah.
If they don't believe him anymore.
God. I just read some article.
It's entertaining as fuck.
Oh, yeah. My God, he's amazing. He's a showman. Yeah. He is.
Yeah. He's kind of usurped Glenn Beck.
Oh, absolutely. Well, Glenn Beck, dude, there's a story about Glenn Beck today. He's fucking trying to make up. He's doing that thing again where he feels bad for being divisive and shit.
Oh, boy.
And he wants to mend the country by hugging liberals.
I just saw that.
Or whatever. I mean, I don't know, dude. Get a
Glenn Beck wants to, this is at the Washington Post. Glenn Beck wants to heal the America he divided one hug at a time.
Oh, God. Okay. Jesus. Do you want to hug Glenn Beck?
Meanwhile, he's not reformed people.
Yes.
He's just because he's not. Somehow trying to find a Trump teat that he can occupy.
Ooh, yummy.
He is hardly
right
seen the light and become sane.
Well, he's anti-Trump.
He's vehemently anti-Trump.
Right. Does he like Paul Ryan? Does he like the GOP, like Mitch the Bitch and Paul?
No, you know who he loves? Louis Gohmert.
Oh, I know that. Sure. I get that. He wanted Louis to run for Senate. Meanwhile, right. Louis on C-SPAN making speeches that I can't barbecue on my patio off my congressional offices. Fuck you.
I wonder if that's his rep. I wonder if the Blaze is in Louis' district.
I bet.
I wonder
I bet
if that's
so.
Why they're such reach around pals.
Right.
Bitch. Bitch.
God.
It's a snoop followed by a splurt.
Gosh, be careful.
Snoop's in the news too a little bit. Did you see he did a new music video and in it something about clowns taking over the country?
Yeah, yeah.
And near the end, he with a toy gun shoots the word "bang" out of it. You know, a flag comes out.
Right.
And he shoots a clown dressed as Trump that looks like Trump.
I wouldn't do
that.
They're
losing their minds.
I wouldn't do shit like that. People are insane, man. If you start doing that, you know what I mean? These Trumpalos will come get you.
And the rest of them are saying that he is inciting violence then, because that the evil lefties like us will be more empowered to grab a fake gun that shoots a flag out of it that says bang. Mm-hmm.
You mean the horrible violent lefties? Who all these marches? There's no fucking fights. Nobody gets arrested.
Right.
So violence?
No.
Oh, geez.
I mean, you know, it's not how we roll.
No, no. Oh, yeah. Guys, sure. Fuck off.
Stop or I shall yell stop again.
Oh, yes. Don't make me angry. I will use my British voice.
It's the British cops. Uh-huh.
I shall shame you.
Kindly
with
stop
dialect.
Or I shall yell stop again.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so Snoop Dogg, in his video, pulls a gun and shoots a fake, and, you know, over at Fox News, they're losing their minds over it, of course.
You know there's a video game out there where you walk around with, like, a toy gun and you actually shoot at real people who are also playing the game, and I don't know, I guess in Texas they're playing it in all their high schools. It's like a big fucking pain in the ass.
Oh, that's not scary.
Why are people doing that?
That's really fucking
stupid. It's so fucking dumb, man.
I mean, maybe a little bit of Darwin will help there, but
it sounds like similar to like that Pokemon shit. Do you have any of that Pokemon thing? Go
but
find
these are
Pokemon.
Idiots. What if they're using like some of these? Are they using obviously blatantly toy guns, or are they using?
I mean,
like,
yeah,
these,
they look real.
These soft. What are they? Ubi? No.
Uzis.
Something soft.
A Nerf gun.
The guns that kind of look like regular ones, except they got a little orange on the end of the barrel.
Oh, a pellet gun.
But those are the ones that
little
are
baby gun.
Getting people shotted.
An airsoft gun.
Yeah, airsoft. Thank
what
you.
Do I win? What do I get? You got it.
You get a little village people break. It was just the first button I pressed.
I love it.
So yeah, Glenn. So we got Glenn Beck. We haven't even gotten to the headlines yet. We got Glenn Beck and Snoop Dogg out of the way. Here's what's going on in the news.
Mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California. Dateline, March 14th, 2017.
The year of our Lord!
These are your headlines.
I wouldn't make it a habit calling me that, son.
Ooh. Hey. Don't fuck with John Wayne, man. Over at the Comedy Pinko Liberal, Huffington Post, the headline is Trump Care Rocked by GOP Jitters.
Oh, shit.
In other words, they read what the assholes in the House are trying to pass.
Oh, my God.
we talked about Tom Cotton on the Sunday shows. He had said he urged his friends in the House to not vote for this because it's gonna DOA in the Senate.
Okay. It's going to be pointless, right?
And he thinks it's just going to, you know, hurt the brand.
Right.
Now, there's another story. Well, okay, so that's the story. Is, you know, there's some of the saner Republicans and some that might be obviously the purple state ones are all like, well, you know, I don't think this is really a great a great bill. Paul Ryan even did his PowerPoint presentation.
Right. Oh, yeah. I saw.
Trying to sell that shit.
Jesus Christ.
He's on the shows saying he's thrilled with the CBO's report that 24 million people are going to be kicked off of healthcare in 10 years. And
am I insane, or was it Ryan that years ago came up with some sort of shitty budget right before he ran as vice president?
Yeah, yeah.
It was totally crappy, right?
Yeah, he's their budget guy. I don't know how. I don't know who he blew, figuratively,
to be the budget guy.
To suddenly be Mr. Budget Dick.
God, whose dick do I have to suck to rewrite Obamacare? That's weird.
I mean, is he like? Did he? Maybe he majored in economics or something? Or
right.
Who the fuck knows?
Well, he is white.
Well, that's the prime requisite.
And that entitles him to a lot of shit.
And the Trump administration—that's kind of the only requisite. You don't need to. They did no vetting of any other kind.
And do you remember when they gave Paul Ryan the speaker job? Do you remember that?
I do.
He said, I'll take
coquettish.
It. I will take it as long as we promise to never argue. And then he has Trump. Oh, my God.
Oh, he does. He's got a bachelor's in economics and poli-sci.
Okay.
From Miami University in Oxford, Ohio. Boy, what false advertising that is.
Oxford, Ohio?
Miami University. In Oxford.
Oh, God damn, I know.
It'd be like, oh, my God, I got accepted to Miami University.
Right.
It's in Oxford, Ohio. Oh.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
okay.
We've got a strip mall here and a, I don't know, what do you have there? In a Pier 1 Imports.
Oh, God, he's way into Ayn Rand.
Oh, yeah.
We knew that. That's
is he into, is he into D&D or anything like that? Anything cool?
nice save.
Paul Ryan's a dungeon master.
There you go. That's all gone. The Republicans, a few of them, the House ones, are out there trying to say, oh, no, it's great. Everything's perfect. It's such a good. This is, and a few of them are saying, you know, this is kind of the only shot we're getting. They're trying that desperate move.
And I listen to Spicy. Sit there and say how the CBO's wrong all the time. They don't know what they're fucking talking about.
He kind of backtracked that a little bit today.
Oh, did he?
Though.
Okay.
Yeah, a wee bit today during his...
I heard all kinds of conservatives comparing the CBO.
Show.
They're like, it's like predicting the weather.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We don't trust the weather, man. Why should we trust the CBO?
Aren't they using math?
Yeah. I mean, and sometimes they're off. But shit, you got to have guidelines.
I mean,
Spicy said it's a three-pronged. He kept saying that, which is creeping me out.
Yeah, right.
Why don't you say three-phase, three-step?
Yeah, why am I getting stuck with something, you dickhead?
It's a three-schlonged program.
Can he be nice on any level?
And that the CBO only looked at the first prong
And yes,
the first prong.
And that's where it's getting its numbers from. And it doesn't take into effect the second and third prongs. And then Price?
Yes.
Dr. Price.
Fuck you.
Our new health and human services quotes. Now there's scare quotes around the departments.
Yeah, yeah.
yeah.
We got a guy in charge of health and human services who's neither human.
Yeah. And certainly education.
Yeah, he doesn't care.
Put that one in italics and quotes around it. Department of Education.
Why are we, you have to put air quotes around everybody in the Trump administration? It's a fucking nightmare. Honestly, I even forgot the guy in charge of the EPA.
Yeah.
Who is that? Scott Pruitt.
Pruitt.
Damn. He doesn't give a fuck.
So, yeah, it's all just batshittery.
Batshittery?
So, I'm a little discombobulated.
I mean, it's as if they know that what they came up with sucks, but they don't fucking care. They're just going to try to ram it through anyway. So when it doesn't pass, Trump can say, well, listen, I fucking tried. Congress didn't do their fucking job.
And it's not a a repeal.
It's not.
By the way, that's why some of the purists, some of the T-loons, the freedom caucus,
fuck you.
They hate it. And a couple of the loonier ones in the Senate. they just want to boot all those 20 million people off of healthcare now, goddammit. Just like Jesus would want.
Right. Shit. Meanwhile, I was looking at how much money we spend on our military compared to the rest of the fucking planet.
Oh, yeah, it's insane.
We can scale back and make healthcare better, can't we?
Well, and how about going after these contracts? Now, this is where I'm going to make myself sicker here. This is where I agree with Trump in that a lot of these deals, quote, that we have should be redone. That, you know, you got these billion zillionaire CEOs.
Yes.
Just getting greenlit for these government contracts, and there's no negotiation, there's no bidding process, there's no accountability. That's where you end up with these fucking $700 toilet seats. Remember that one from the department
dude.
A while back? And
could you imagine $300
you're one of these screwdrivers and shit they're charging people for?
You're one of these contractors, and you're like, hey, do you have an in? Who do you know there? Oh, I fucking hang out with Trump every weekend. I go to Mar-a-Lago, we scissor every day next to a fountain.
So
they just get contracts, these guys. They just get paid. Yeah. People just getting fucking paid.
So Tom Cotton even said, in response to Price, who said it's a three-pronged approach, and you know, all these three-prongers, Tom Cotton said, there's no three-step strategy. There is none.
Three-pronged. You know, why is everything so violent with Schittler and his asshole group?
He was on Hugh Hewitt.
Oh, yes.
Tom Cotton was. He said, quote, there is no three-step plan. That's just political talk.
Wow.
It's just politicians engaging in spin. So this is interesting. This is one of the T-loonier loons.
Yeah.
This is Tehran Tom. This is Traitor
Absolutely.
Tom.
This guy's nuts.
Who sent or penned and organized that letter to Iran saying, don't believe Obama.
Yeah, because we're going to change
everything.
Don't
sign this deal, yeah.
What a dick.
It
sounds like his constituents are like holding his feet to the fucking fire.
Well, yeah. We saw the tape. You've seen tapes of the one that he had. It was quite contentious. Mostly about healthcare.
Yeah.
And a lot about Russia. Like, where's the investigation?
I don't know.
And he's a senator now. He's not gerrymandered into some district of Republic morons.
Republic shittitude. Isn't there? But.
So he's got to woo the whole state.
Woo. I thought an investigation was going on, though. I thought people were looking into this Russian shit.
Well, they are still, allegedly.
Yeah.
Allegedly. The FBI is a little quiet.
I mean, yeah. I mean, are we going to... Hopefully we learn more stuff soon. Because I love that Russian stuff. It's so exciting. This healthcare garbage is boring as fuck, to be quite honest.
Just the regular Republican stuff is boring.
Oh, I hate it. It's all math. What was that?
Nobody else.
Oh, okay. Drumming music in my ear.
Some music playing that only we heard.
Yeah, yeah. Trump care sucks. End of story. Let's get into some more loonier shit. I'm just kidding. No,
over at the Drudge Report.
Fuck you.
Well, your wish is our command.
Oh, okay.
For loonier shit. Let's go over to the Drudge Report. See what they're ciphering over there.
Oh, boy.
Sanctuary Surge.
Oh, God.
Look at them being all alliterative. Sanctuary Surge. City count borders 500. Oh, they're really pissed about these sanctuary cities.
Fucking Christ. So they're mad at these cities because the city doesn't want to send their police to do all these deportations.
Correct.
Well, fuck off. What's it matter? Just don't.
This is stupid. This is over at the Washington Times, I believe, right-ish leaning.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Journal. Nearly 500 jurisdictions are now sanctuary cities, according to a group that's tracked the issue for more than a decade. And who said there's been a massive surge in the number of places trying to thwart federal immigration agents. They're just not.
It's
not assisting. They're not thwarting.
Going after brown people. What? By the way, how does it work? Do you get a list of people?
What do you mean?
Like, if you, okay, time to deport people. Do I get a list of people? I knock on doors and say, hey, Bill, are you here? Congratulations, going back to Guatemala. Oh, you never been there?
They're not quite yet. Yes.
No, okay.
At the door to door. I'm
God
sure that's
damn.
Phase two.
Right.
Prong two.
Could you imagine?
Schlong two.
That exists. That movie's
the
out.
The schlonging
there.
We're going to take for. Not us. We're white as fuck. But the brown people, especially of Hispanic descent.
Oh, yes.
And Muslims. Ooh.
What do you think they're going to do about like withholding federal funds from cities that are sanctuary cities? Can they do that?
I don't believe so.
That's
one
bullshit.
Of the things. Yeah, I don't believe that's one of the things they said that they can actually do. I mean, they say they're going to do it, but I don't think it's one of those things they can actually do.
And by the way, if you're a Republican and you vote Republican, can you take a moment and see what your party's doing for you?
Well, Jerry Brown in California said, "Well, that's great. Then we'll just keep all the federal income tax that we collect here in this state."
You don't want all this shit from these rich fucking Californians, you motherfuckers?
The Ohio Jobs and Justice Political Action Committee has added more than 36 new cities, counties to its list.
Okay.
It says more will be coming, this guy says, the founder of this group. A lot of communities now, there's resolutions in the works and citizen groups encouraging city councils to pass them.
That's awesome. And you start it now before the bullshit starts happening.
There are 4 cities that they've removed from their list that have gone turncoat.
Okay.
And said that they're not going to be, no longer going to be a sanctuary city. We bend over to Trump. Two of those are in the state of Alaska.
Oh, shit.
And 2 others are Dayton, Ohio.
Ugh.
And Miami, Florida. I remember when the mayor, here it is, Miami-Dade Mayor Carlos Jimenez announced in January that county jails would begin cooperating with federal agents on deportations.
Why do you cooperate? You know, can't you see that Trump is on the way out?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't get that one. I thought he was a Democrat, too, the dude in the mayor in Miami-Dade. But I guess it's, again, purpley enough.
So,
and I mean, how many Hispanics are there? Holy shit.
A ton. You're going to go into neighborhoods in Miami and start rounding people up?
But there are a lot of, isn't that where that big Cuban community is? And they tend to lean, they're a little, ironically,
are they conservative?
Anti-immigration. Yeah, yeah. They're a little more conservative.
Well, that's insane.
God. He is a Cuban. He's a Cuban American himself.
Damn.
Oh, I lied. He's a Republican.
Okay.
Okay, so there's why.
Great.
So not less of a shock.
Boo.
That Miami-Dade rolled over to that.
Oh, man. This is Florida, you know.
So there you go, Drudge Report. Watch out, white people. There's a huge surge in these sanctuary cities. All the libtards trying to protect the evil, killing, raping
immigrants. I know I said this yesterday, but we've got Trump's all of Trump's policies are just are on lies. So it's all bullshit. It's all bullshit. Yeah. It's so frustrating. We don't need to go after and deport anybody. We don't need a wall. We don't need a Muslim ban. We do need health care, I guess, you know. I don't know.
Not that health care.
No, not that. Nobody needs that. Who needs that?
You have access to health care. We've always had access to health care.
I mean,
if you have money.
Yeah, I mean,
we right now, every person in this country has access to amazing health care. If you have a big fat fucking wallet.
Yeah, and I have access to a hand job with Angie Dickinson.
Right.
As long as Angie Dickinson wants to hand job me.
It's such a bullshit argument. We're going to give you access. Well, how's that different from now? How is access different from now? We do have access.
I wonder if Sean Spicer ever asked himself, like, why the fuck is my job so fucking hard? Why am I?
Well, look who he...
I'm explaining away Trump every day.
Yeah, look who he elected to fillet every day.
I mean, but then, wouldn't that tell you that what you're doing is wrong? I mean, if you have to pick your words so precisely and so carefully... And then I heard some guy ask Spicy today in the press conference, hey, Sean, is Trump really confident that he's going to find evidence of Obama wiretapping Trump Towers? And he said yes.
That's such crap.
He said, yeah, Trump is confident.
What they're probably going to claim is what probably happened was there was the Russians were being sniffed.
Oh, really?
And some of his peeps got caught up in said sniff. And if they happened to be in Trump Tower, he's going to then claim, well, there's proof. They recorded him from Trump Tower. I said Trump Tower. I didn't lie.
Again, yeah, it's like little qualifiers. Jesus Christ.
I don't
know
if he'll get away with it, though. I mean, I think the media's sick of him. And
so what is he going to have to do?
Let him slide on that one.
Is he going to have to say he was wrong?
I think Obama's probably too classy for it, but how great would it be if Obama sued him for libel?
Now, come on, Barack, you got time?
Sue him for libel. You accused me of wiretapping you, specifically.
Quit hanging out with Branson. He's going to get you killed anyway. Fucking kiteboarding, planes, Jesus.
Yesterday, we talked about Steve King.
Oh, my God. What a piece of fucking shit.
The shit drizzle from the western part of Iowa.
Fuck you.
Where all those white fucks should be so proud.
Oh, yes. My God.
I saw the demographics. It's like 98.5% white.
And it matters so much. Well, it seems to anyway.
And they're terrified of illegal immigration.
In Iowa.
And where they live is 98.5% white.
But still,
they are terrified of brown people.
You don't understand. There is a war against Christians and white people in this country. Right. It's a culture war.
God.
A culture war.
So,
man, fuck you.
They were finally, King, finally, maybe Ooh. He finally said something so heinous that there will actually be repercussions. I doubt it. But...
what the fuck did he say?
Remember yesterday he retweeted that crazy Geert Wilders.
Is this a lunatic racist dude or whatever?
The Trump of the Netherlands.
Okay, God.
and he's running anti-Islam dude, nationalists, white people make the Netherlands great. /white again.
The Netherlands?
Yeah.
We went to the fucking Netherlands. What are you talking about? That place there?
He may not win, but he's doing okay. In fact, the election's tomorrow.
God.
So we'll keep our ear holes on that. But Steve King retweeted some, I don't know what the bullshit was that Wilder said, but Steve King commented on the retweet, Wilders understands that culture and demographics are our destiny.
Ugh, God.
We can't restore our civilization with somebody else's babies.
Oh, God. Shut the fuck up. First of all, that's stupid. And second of all, someone's trying to sound like smart and witty and interesting. And it's not. It's dumb.
He was raked across the social media coals and all the media.
Fuck you.
for that. Doubled down on it, said, I stand by what I said.
What?
Last night, being interviewed on Fucker Carlson's show.
Ooh, yes.
Fucker inserted tongue into bunghole.
Oh, really?
And said, I don't see there's anything wrong with what you said, you know, and it's. I think it's all factual. Primetime Fox News.
God!
Guy agrees with Mr. White Nationalist Racist.
Nobody has a problem with anything, these conservatives. They don't care.
Nancy Pelosi called on the House Republican leadership to strip King of his chairmanship of the Constitution Subcommittee.
Oh, my God. Boo.
She called it his latest disgusting and racist statements.
Good God.
No, that's the way she said his latest.
Oh, yeah.
She said they have to decide whether white supremacy is welcome in the GOP ranks.
Didn't Steve...
Wait,
right. Of course it is.
Back that. Stop back up for a second.
Stop it.
They must decide whether white supremacy is welcome in the GOP ranks.
We got a Nazi in the fucking White House. Jeff Sessions, y'all were a fucking hood back in the day. Jeff Sessions was too racist to be approved in the Reagan era. To be a judge or something, right?
In the Reagan era.
Now he's the AG. Who's already in some shit.
Right?
there might be. That's the funniest thing I've ever heard. They got to decide if racists are welcome in the GOP.
They contacted. Speaker Ryan's peeps.
Oh, yes.
And they issued a statement that said the speaker clearly disagrees.
Was he tallying off?
With King.
Oh, yeah.
And believes America's long history of inclusiveness is one of its great strengths.
Holy shit. What's wrong with him? Did he take some pills or something? Is he high?
Well, you know, the slave owners were also very inclusive.
Oh, right.
They believed in...
Well, look, they were nice.
Bringing brown people into the community. Absolutely. In a way.
Oh, yeah. And they brought all these brown people here.
Yeah, they paid for their travel.
Yeah.
They were immigrants, according to...
Oh, God.
Ben Carson.
Ben Carson.
Horrible.
Ben Carson, who's African-American, compared slavery to Emma fucking Gratian.
Yep.
Wow.
So,
Jesus, that guy's nuts.
Finally, they asked Spikesy today about it. About Steve King.
Oh, yeah.
Or they asked him yesterday, and today he answered.
Boy, it pissed him off, probably.
And who?
Spicy got all pissed off, I'm sure. He didn't want to answer questions about Steve fucking King.
He did.
Yeah.
And answered on behalf of the president. What do you think the president said about Steve King's comments?
I don't have a problem with him. It makes sense to me.
No, surprisingly.
What?
The president believes that this is not a point of view that he shares.
What? Bullshit. He's got it stitched into a decorator pillow somewhere.
He believes he's the president for all Americans.
Wait, does Trump understand that that's not just the white straight Americans? That...
He believes he's the president for all Americans.
He might have a fucked up definition of Americans,
he also
by the way. I
believed
mean,
Obama was a Kenyan.
Right. And he wants to deport a lot of us. And he wants to ban people from coming in the country. And
separate parents
like
from kids.
Oh, yeah. It's heinous.
Yeah, it's just absolute, utter insanity.
Oh, yeah.
I've got... God, did you see? Oh, let's do this. Speaking of yesterday,
okay.
Let me finish this story. This one story I've got. It's in the same healthcare vein.
Oh yes.
There might be
Dane.
A silver lining to the shit burger that we're.
Ooh, okay.
Which probably wouldn't. I mean, taste real good.
The shit burger
hurt your teeth. Well, having silver stuffed into it.
Ooh, that's.
When you mix your metaphors.
Oh, right.
That's what you get. The, you know, they've over Breitbart.
Oh, yeah.
Steve Bannon, when he was running Breitbart.
That's our state-run media, baby.
They were very anti-Paul Ryan. Remember, they were always putting up bad stories about Paul Ryan.
Why? Because he didn't get Obamacare repealed when he was in Congress originally, or what? He didn't work hard
enough? He's a big rhino, I think, okay. And he's a young guy who, you know, pretends that he's some young rogue when actually he's an establishment Republican.
Right. He's not for real, like Louis Gohmert.
Right. So at Breitbart, they have just had a long campaign of shit-slinging at Ryan.
Ooh, yes.
And now they're saying that, for one, a lot of Trumpansies, especially if you go on social medias, the Trumpalos, are blaming Paul Ryan for this whole Obamacare...
the fiasco?
Fiasco, debacle, yeah.
It's his fault?
Yes. They're blaming him. That it's not good enough.
Well, I mean...
And...
Don't you think he should have been writing something these past 8 years or working on something? Or the GOP should have had something together? They're going to scream about repealing it?
And this is going to be interesting because this is where Trump... I mean, if it really comes out that people... If the public starts believing that this new Trump care is going to hurt people and people are going to lose coverage and not everybody... I mean, this is... Trump said it unequivocally during the campaign. Everybody's going to be covered. And he even said in one interview, this is where I differ from other Republicans. But I listen to the people. And the people want health care.
So wait a second. So this is bullshit then?
Well, no, because Trump is rolling over for this one.
Okay.
And embracing this and saying it's the best thing. He's trusting Dr. Price.
Well, he lied.
Has done nothing but been hiding when he was in the fucking Congress, slithering in the shadows, waiting. He was one of the guys who was like, let's vote to kill Obamacare again for 78th time.
God, where is he from?
I don't remember.
Some shithole.
But there was a dude on the CNN.
Oh, yes.
Who used to work for Breitbart.
Okay.
And when things started getting too crazy for this guy, for some people
at Breitbart.
Yeah. Remember there was a wave of people that left after Breitbart wouldn't stand by their reporter that got yanked by Corey Lewandowski?
Oh, fuck yeah, I remember that.
That was their reporter.
God, I didn't fucking realize that.
And they wouldn't stand by her, so a bunch of the, air quotes, journalists over there had a tiny bit of spine and and honor.
Right.
And they quit in mass, a few of them.
Okay.
This, I think, was one of them.
Jeez.
Kurt Bardella, former Breitbart spokesperson. Spokesperson. Jeez,
hey, spokesperson.
A little bit of Michelle Bachman there.
Where's Breitbart based out of? Where's their corporate headquarters? In Minnesota?
You know, I don't know.
I don't know.
The Breitbart News. I don't...
It's weird to think. I mean, they must have a building that they all work at or, you know, someplace where these loons gather. A corporate office, maybe.
Yeah, I'm assuming.
Right.
Breitbart News is headquartered in Los Angeles, California.
Oh, shit.
With bureaus in Texas, London, and Jerusalem.
Jerusalem?
And they're trying to expand into Europe.
Why in the fuck are they in Jerusalem?
But they're running up against some pushback in Europe because, you know, they're starting to not like fake news over there.
Oh,
they're worried at what happened here.
Well, they're going to fine you. If you leave fake news up on your seat, they're going to fine you a shitload of money.
Possibly millions. They're thinking of legislation that if you know, for these websites and stuff, it's not Facebook, if you share a fake news story, they're not going to charge you $25 million. But if people complain to Facebook and it won't take it down,
right?
That's when Facebook might get hit with 20.
Germany doesn't fuck around with this shit.
Yeah. So this guy at Breitbart, Kurt Bardella, was on CNN, and did you hear about this audio that they had? They found of Paul Ryan.
Oh, yeah, where he's saying something bad about Donald.
I am not going to defend Donald Trump, not now, not in the future, he says.
Okay.
This was something that Bannon was sitting on,
okay,
I guess, this tape.
Right.
It says that the It was the continuation of a long campaign created by Steve Bannon to take down Paul Ryan, whom he perceived to be the enemy.
Yes.
For years, Breitbart has been attacking Ryan, accusing him of trying to get Hillary Clinton elected. Remember when he was waffling on whether he should support Trump? Right. They called him a saboteur for him disagreeing with Trump over the Muslim ban.
Well, I mean, okay, I can see how Paul Ryan could disagree with Donald Trump, but they still are both in the GOP.
Right.
Are you saying Paul Ryan would have supported Hillary Clinton? I mean,
No. Just because he felt that he couldn't support Trump because all the shit Trump was saying. Remember, he wouldn't endorse for the longest time?
Oh, yeah, totally. But people thought that was helping Hillary.
Well, the right wing, the Breitbart. Yeah.
Right.
It's a way they could smear Paul Ryan.
Right. It didn't matter. But.
They recently said he should be disqualified from Congress for his views on immigration.
Okay. I agree with you. Is Breitbart making me agree with them? I hate Paul Ryan. He sucks.
This guy goes on. Bardella says, I don't think there's any question Steve Bannon has significant influence on the editorial direction of Breitbart. Still. Even though he allegedly is gone.
God, is there nobody like in that White House that just is about running the country? It seems like everybody has a bunch of different agendas
running
going
it into
on.
The iceberg.
Yeah, right. Who cares? Jeez.
This guy says, look at some of the hires he's made in the White House. He brought over Julia Hahn from Breitbart, who wrote the story back in October that alleged Paul Ryan was working with Hillary Clinton to get her elected and undermine Trump.
Okay.
Bannon hired her at the White House.
This is all crackpot shit.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
He says, look at the story they published about the Obamacare stuff. There's a lot of editorializing on the front end using quotes from people like Rand Paul that somehow Speaker Ryan has misled the president about his ability to get this bill passed. So they're saying he's a big old cuck. Because
bullshit.
He's saying, don't worry, we're going to get this passed. And Herr Trump, the Uber Gruppenführer, is wants it done. And he's going to let him down because he's feckless and doesn't have the won't be able to pass this.
I'm sure Trump is like, pass this or else, asshole. Figure it out. You know?
He says there's a lot of undertones in the story that that beyond just the audio that they use to really paint the idea that this will fall on Paul Ryan's lap if it doesn't succeed. So Breitbart and all the loonies, and which means Trump will then be blaming Paul Ryan when this whole thing goes. You're going to hear them calling it Ryan Care.
Oh, yeah.
Because Trump does not want it called Trump Care.
I'm calling it Trump Care. I put that hashtag out all the time.
Oh, yeah. And,
I love
and
it.
We all should identify it as Trump
because care. It is Trump care.
Exactly.
Didn't he campaign on getting rid of Obamacare? I mean, he ran with that shit.
And even if he ran on, he ran on getting rid of Obamacare, replacing it with something better. But then he talked about, you know, those kind of commie pinko socialist shit about, I think everybody should be covered. And
what happened to that?
And, he's not going to be able to deliver. But his bad.
Yes.
Was why didn't he go? He's like, we got to get this repealed right away. He didn't care about what they were going to place it with. So he just trusted. He knew he was lying to the people.
And he didn't even care.
He was lying to the people.
What's crazy to me, he didn't even care what effect his actions would have. Right. Because they wanted to do something before the CBO weighed in. So Trump was going to do something that...
Oh, they wanted it passed as far as they could, before the CBO.
But he didn't know the effect it would have on the country or doesn't have any idea.
There was something today, they were talking about how they're using this backdoor strategy kind of thing, of reconciliation to get all this shit done without it getting filibustered.
Right.
But there's one final part of it that still is going to require 60 votes in the Senate, and it'll never happen. So that's why people like Tom Cotton are, even if he liked it, He's saying, don't send us that one. It's not going to pass.
It's a waste of fucking time.
Here's one of these cases where these idiots, again, these evil fucks, will not tell their constituency
yes,
the truth. They would say, look,
right,
we can't repeal it. We even though we're in the majority and we got Trumpenstein monster there to sign anything, guess what? There's still part of this process in here in America that we have to deal with. And we don't have a super majority in the Senate.
Super.
And that's kind of why it was put there.
Right.
To help, the Senate slows things
so
down.
So we just can't fuck the whole country right up whenever we fucking want to. Thank God.
And that's where they're going to run into the Democrats and probably a few of these Republicans. Yeah. Who there's no fucking way they're going to vote for it. So it's just...
How is the country dead on the fucking functioning, man? I don't know.
I mean, it might end up a point where they're forced to talk to sane Democrats into actually, because now that they've kind of acknowledged that they can't repeal.
Right.
They can't.
Do they need help?
Except for the Freedom Caucus who's screaming, yes, you can.
But why don't they help write something?
Well, they don't help anything.
Yeah,
the Freedom Caucus helps nothing.
That's Louis Gohmert, right?
I wonder if Gohmert is Freedom Caucus. Maybe.
Fuck
he's nuts.
You.
I don't know if he's even that nuts. Maybe.
I want mustaches.
So yeah, this guy from Breitbart,
fuck
former
you.
Breitbart, kind of confirming that
Jesus,
he thinks for sure that Paul Ryan is going to get the hot potato when the music stops.
Damn, that sucks. I mean, I fucking can't stand Paul Ryan. Fuck him. You know what?
Well, I said it's a silver lining.
Yeah. I mean, any of the GOP, they all deserve to have this failure laid at their feet, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they bitched about it. They shut the government down because of it.
Where can they govern?
I don't know.
Show us a place where they are effectively governing. And if you say Texas, I really am going to strain a turd out and fling it at you, literally.
Oh, shit.
Because look at the numbers in Texas.
You're going to have to lay down some plastic. I mean, what if something happens? What if we have some sort of attack? Or what if there's like a huge natural fucking disaster and we need Schittler and his government to snap to and fix it or protect us.
We're fucked.
Are we fucked?
Of course we're fucked. We're so fucked.
Don't we have people that sort of take care of all that shit no matter what? I don't know.
Well, they're firing everybody. They're trying to get rid of everybody.
God damn.
I've got a story here. Thanks for joining us here on Tuesday.
Taco Tuesday.
Liquid U
with
Tuesday.
The crabs.
Tacos? Are we having tacos here?
No, it's like Taco Tuesday. That's every bar has that special.
It's alliterative.
Yeah.
Again.
8 million comedy shows called Taco Tuesday.
Titty Tuesday at a strip bar.
Oh, right. That's true.
Well, then when isn't it titty?
It's always Titty
Tuesday.
Yeah,
it's always Titty Tuesday. Yesterday, we spoke a little bit earlier, too, about Alex Jones. He's getting a lot of air because now he's mad at Alec Baldwin. Apparently he's quite irate at the horrible nastiness that Alec Baldwin is portraying as Donald Trump.
Oh yes. He can't take it.
Like he writes them. I don't think Baldwin writes this shit,
fuck
by the
no,
way,
man.
He just performs it.
I mean, I heard him talking about it, how he does Schittler and stuff. And he didn't even really think about it before he did it. He kind of just, so he just squinched his eyes up and made like a duck face and put the wig on, and there you have it.
There you go.
Yeah.
So yesterday we heard Alex Jones challenging Alec Baldwin to a bare knuckle.
Oh, shit.
A bare knuckle fight.
God damn.
It was spectacular. It was.
It was really loony. I mean.
Yeah, I mean, I'm gonna break your jaw. I'm gonna break your neck. That kind of shit.
You know, if Alex Jones didn't have that media empire, he would be sitting at the end of a bar, you know, having the most ridiculous conversations ever. You know, in the middle of Texas.
God, what would he be doing if he wasn't? If he
drinking,
didn't have this fucking empire,
drinking, sitting there talking into a glass. I can't imagine.
Probably on disability.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my back.
Right. His brain. He should be on... That motherfucker should be on disability. I'm sorry. He's mentally fucking ill.
So, yeah, yesterday he just said he just hates Alec Baldwin. He wants to, for charity, he wants to have a...
for charity.
Meet him in the ring, yeah. And then he came back from... Remember he came back from break?
Yes.
And he was fake apologizing. Ooh. Somebody must have had a talk with him.
Oh, yes.
I don't literally want to.
Alex, you can't have your show be about you go on the air and say who you want to beat the shit out of.
Here's a whiff of yesterday's.
And live from New York, it's Saturday!
And all those beta males. Alec Baldwin thinks he's a tough guy. I challenge him $1 million to charity he wants to get in the ring with me. Bare knuckle.
Bare knuckle.
I will. I'll do it right now. I'll get in the ring with you, and I will break your jaw. I will knock your teeth out. I will break your nose, and I will break your neck. You coward. You think you're a tough guy messing with little cameraman people. You want to sit there and defame me and the president? Get in a ring with me. I will break your jaw in seconds. I will smash your nose into a bloody pulp, and I will rack your teeth out. My fists are going to be bleeding with your teeth marks all over them.
Good shit.
Goes on.
God, I mean, really, it's... I mean, that's fucked up.
Yeah. So he
Does
came
he
back.
Kids?
He came back from break. Yeah, he's got kids.
Oh, my fucking God.
He came back. He came back from break and was all
his
like,
kids are fucked up, right?
How can they not be?
I mean, I don't even know. What does Alex Jones create? I mean, just a lunatic.
So here he is. Still on Alec Baldwin.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
Oh, wait, maybe I fucked up here. Wait a second.
He's a tough guy. I challenge him $1 million.
Okay, we already did that one.
I'm going to rack your teeth out. He's going to hit your mouth so hard your teeth fall out. Doesn't he do anything for fun? Doesn't Alex Jones have a fucking hobby? Like, he reads a book. Does he read Tom Clancy or something like that? And maybe
I think he's got to do something.
Know,
he's going out shooting or something. Oh,
okay, not that. Anything but that. He does something that's fun, right? That's kind of peaceful, or no?
God, I'm scrolling quickly through the YouTube video and just the screenshots of every place I stop.
He's
it's
bananas.
Him. It's him with his fist clenched to the sky. It's him raging.
He's always cursing
it's him.
The gods.
Yeah,
he's cursing the gods. Yeah.
Here's near the end of this 5-minute screed.
So much. They are sickening filth. God, they're the most dishonorable monsters the world's ever seen. They want to start wars with Russia. They want to start wars everywhere with anybody that isn't a threat. And then
I'm going to back up a little bit here.
Because I just want to see this scum defeated. They hate us so much. They are sickening filth. God, they're the most dishonorable monsters the world's ever seen. They want to start wars with Russia. They want to start wars everywhere with anybody that isn't a threat. And then they worship all the real threats like communist China. They're funded by them. Hell, I'm rubbing CBS got a bunch of Chi-Com money. I haven't even looked.
What the fuck is he talking about?
He's out of his fucking mind. And you notice the Russia.
Yeah, yeah.
The Russia. They want to start a war with Russia. How is wanting to find out if they fucked with our election?
Who is they?
Wanting to... Us, the globalists.
The libs. Oh, the globalists?
Oh, sure.
Okay.
Look, I bet this show's funded by them. Look at that little self-serving, know-it-all narcissist piece of trash. Just thank God I don't want all that crap. Thank God I'm not with these people.
He's talking about Jake Weber. Okay. We talked about it yesterday. There's a show on the telly. That has
Hello.
A there's a show on telly that has a homeland that's it's about politics and shit, and it's got the Jake Weber is the actor who plays the character.
Oh,
and
yeah.
it's him basically. The character's kind of Alex Jones.
Yeah, that's great.
And Jake Weber, I guess, even on Twitter and stuff, makes fun of.
Is Alex Jones mad that he's not playing Alex Jones? Is that what's going on?
No,
here?
He's mad about the depiction.
Oh, okay.
Of a
he's
liar, of a liar.
Yeah.
Crazy fake news. Like you said, he can't handle being called fake news.
Right.
Look at that little self-serving, know-it-all narcissist piece of trash. Just thank God I don't want all that crap. Thank God I'm not with these people. And thank God they're falling. Thank God they're failing. And thank God humanity's rising. We'll be back with this piece of filth's piece.
Damn, he's good.
That's him going out to break.
Damn, he's good. I mean, he's so entertaining, man. He's nuts. He is bananas.
Yeah, he said, at one point he says, I pray to God on the altar of Jesus Christ and the Father of the Holy Spirit to give me the strength to just continue to have the hedge of protection of providence.
What in the fuck does that mean?
Providence. I know I don't deserve this providence, but God knows I mean what I'm doing. So God, please, 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 please open everybody's eyes and raise up other leaders to defeat these people.
Oh, my God.
I just want to see the scum defeated.
Yeah. Take a Xanax.
They hate us so much. They are sickening filth.
God damn.
He's worked up today again.
Oh, shit. Must do something. Does he paint?
I don't.
He doesn't do anything to wind down.
I think meth.
If for fun, he goes out shooting. That's hardly relaxing.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't call that relaxing.
He didn't read. He didn't have a book. He reads. He goes, okay, it's my reading time now. I have 5 minutes to fucking read.
Pours a bubble.
Don't bother me.
Bubble bath with candles.
He might. I mean, we don't know what he does in the bathroom, man.
When he's manscaping.
Oh, God. Yeah, you're right. is it true that he waxes his eyebrows, gets them a little uneven sometimes?
Oh, I would bet he
loses his fucking mind.
Touches up a little.
He plucks his nipple hair. Allegedly.
So we've got, this was on yesterday. Bernie was on. He did another one of those town halls on MSNBC, and in West Virginia.
No, God damn, Bernie. Why
Trump company? Country, I mean.
That's got to be a is there any place to go in West Virginia that's fun that you can spend the night? You nice hotel room, little nightlife.
Camp.
Right. Got in the woods.
Camping.
Go talk to a squirrel.
Go rent a Airbnb trailer for a night.
Oh, yeah.
Single wide.
Oh, you won't play with my hunting dogs?
The one of the stories that people talked to Bernie about and that Bernie talked about.
Fuck you.
And is a story that's been going on is this. Do you see the statistics for the painkillers the actual big pharma has been fucking flooding West Virginia with?
This hillbilly heroin shit, right? Like oxys.
Insane.
And shit like that.
The headline I'm reading from the West Virginia Gazette Mail.
Fuck you, boy.
Drug firms poured 780 million painkillers into West Virginia amid rise of overdoses. And then there's a story today.
During overdoses.
That they're having a funeral crisis in West Virginia because people are overdosing.
Too many people are dying. They don't have enough coffins.
They don't. They're stacking up. I guess they don't have. I don't know if the ground's frozen or whatever, but they're having a problem there with people overdosing.
Right.
And all that. There was one.
Cremate everybody.
There was one specific pharmacy.
Yes.
Shipments. Wyoming County. Oh, God, wait here.
Wyoming County.
West Virginia's southern coal fields. Places like Kermit, West Virginia.
Kermit.
Population 392.
Are they named after the Muppet?
I doubt it. They're out-of-state drug companies shipped.
Okay.
Population of 392.
Okay.
9 million.
Well, wait.
Hydrocodone pills over 2 years to the single pharmacy in that town in Mingo County. 9 million in 2 years in a town of 392 people.
Where do you even put 9 million pills? I mean, really, I'm not kidding. That must be a gigantic block of oxy or hydrocodone, whatever the fuck it is.
It's the fourth rural and poor. Mingo County has the fourth highest prescription opioid death rate of any county in the United States. Well, and guess how they voted?
They voted for Trump, boy. Fuck you. Listen, what are you going to do? Live there and not take opioids? What are you gonna,
right,
what,
yeah.
What do you want to do though, for fun? I mean,
they, Wyoming County,
fuck you.
Shipments of OxyContin have doubled.
Yummy.
And the county's overdose death rate leads the nation.
Oh, wow.
In Wyoming County, West Virginia. For overdoses.
Do you think they lead the nation in anything else?
There's a...
That's sad. That's fucked up.
Dropout rates.
Damn.
In preachers bitten by snakes.
Oh, yes. They probably...
Death rates.
Yeah.
In 6 years, drug wholesalers showered the state with 780 million hydrocodone and oxycodone pills.
Dude, people have back problems in West Virginia like a motherfucker.
Apparently.
Jeez.
1,728 West Virginians fatally overdosed on those two painkillers alone.
Are they... What do? Just stuff them in their pockets? Everybody's walking around with pockets full of pills and...
The unfettered shipments amount to 433 pain pills for each and every man, woman, and child in all of West Virginia.
Awesome. Jeez. How many?
433.
Per year.
I mean,
that seems like a lot,
for
man.
For a couple of years.
Couple of years.
These numbers, a former delegate, who's a retired pharmacist,
he's
a former state delegate, retired pharmacist, says these numbers will shake even the most cynical observer. Distributors have fed their greed on human frailties and to criminal effect.
No shit.
There's no excuse and there should be no forgiveness, he says. But what's happening
to
them?
Fucking evil. Yeah. Actually, what is going to happen to this company?
They're looking into it. But look who's in charge now.
Yeah.
They don't care about these drugs. They want to go after the black people and the weed smokers.
Absolutely.
They're not going to go after white collar. They're not going after Pfizer. They're not going to go after these white collar companies and these CEOs who are selling their hillbilly heroin on profiting off people suffering. Well, that's the American way.
Yeah. And what if you sell these pills just as a fucking dealer or something? You get busted.
Oh, well, yeah.
Go away forever. Or if you're a user and you just have these without a prescription, God, I'm sure cops there just toss everybody's car because they're like, shit, there's 9 million pills in this county. These 300 people live here.
Well, they're probably on them.
Oh, yeah. Who is it?
The and these were confidential, it says. The Gazette Mail obtained previously confidential drug shipping sales records. Sent by the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration to the Attorney General's office. So I guess they are looking into it.
Yeah.
The records disclose the number of pills sold to every pharmacy in the state.
Right.
And drug companies' shipments to all 55 counties between a whole bunch of years.
Why did you guys say
the wholesalers and their lawyers fought to keep sales numbers secret.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Hmm.
Why? See, like, why the fuck would anybody want to do that?
And Republicans now are trying to pass laws or get rid of laws that would stop that. Like, they don't want you to be able to do that. The Republicans would say they should be able to keep their sales numbers secret.
Yeah, I'm trying to run a business here. Right. I need to make some money.
You're going
to
hurt their profits if you make them disclose that stuff.
Everybody's against
me. That fracking water bullshit. Where they people's water is getting poisoned, and they're like, we want to test this and see what's in this shit, and the fucking fracking company sues them and says, no, we have a proprietary formula. We can't tell you what's in that we're putting in your water.
In your water.
Yeah.
In your fucking water.
That's when you grab them.
That's nuts.
And you get a funnel.
Drink it.
And you put one in their asshole, and you put one in their mouth.
Butt chug it.
Force that shit into those fuckers.
Absolutely.
Drink it, you fuck. Drink it.
Anal rehydration. All day, baby. God, it's... I don't know, man. This kind of shit is insane. Like, that's nuts.
The nation's three largest prescription drug wholesalers,
fuck you,
McKesson Corp, Cardinal Health, and AmerisourceBergen,
what
supplied more than
fuck?
Half of all the plain pills statewide.
Oh, shit, man. But we're not going to get a study on what's going on with these pills. Nobody's going to let anybody look into this shit.
I think even in West Virginia, they're looking into it now. But, you know, you can't.
What did you say? How many pills
You can't trust Republicans to take on big anything.
Oh, fuck no. You can't.
It says for more than a decade, distributors disregarded rules to report suspicious orders.
Yeah.
For controlled substances. So they're supposed to, you know, if a town of 392 people orders 100,000 oxys.
We're going to flag that.
You may have to, yeah, send somebody an email or some shit.
Oh, yeah. It's crazy.
Lots of fatalities from overdose deaths, which increased 67% between 2007 and 2012.
And not to say, like, what kind of toll the addiction is taking on these people's lives.
As the fatalities mounted, the drug shippers' CEOs collected salaries and bonuses in the tens of millions of dollars.
Their product's killing people.
So these aren't necessarily... Yeah, these aren't the actual drug companies themselves that make the drugs. These are the these distributors. But I'm sure there's tendrils. You know, everybody's owned by everybody else.
Yeah.
So I'm sure... that these distribution companies, if you are a giant pharma, well, of course you would try to own your own distribution.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, man.
So I'm sure big pharma is not innocent in this.
Pfizer? No, I guess. I guarantee you Pfizer's not innocent.
The company's made billions. McKesson Damn. Grew to the fifth largest corporation in America. On,
Shit.
On hydrocodone. I've seen that before.
But if it gets shipped somewhere, if you ship millions of pills, what happens to these extra pills? Do they just find their way, you know, onto the quote-unquote black market?
I guess.
Yeah.
The drug distributor's CEO was the highest paid executive in 2012.
No, congratulations, dickhead. People are addicted to your crap.
Court cases, they're being sued all the time. Companies repeatedly are denying they played any role in the nation's pain pill epidemic.
Oh, we didn't know anything. Jeez. We're innocent. We're innocent little drug companies. We didn't do shit.
They're trying to blame the doctors who write illegal prescriptions.
Right.
Even though they don't question giant orders in tiny little pharmacies.
Right. But you know, doctors, I mean, if they're treating you and they feel like the best thing for you is this oxy or a pain pill, I mean, they should be able to give that to you. They shouldn't have to worry, oh my God, are people looking over my shoulder to prescribe this shit?
So it must have been, there must have been just a bunch of doctors writing.
Oh, yeah. Must have been nuts.
And year after year, this is where the drug companies are culpable.
Okay.
Year after year, drug companies also shipped pain pills in increasingly stronger formulations.
Oh my
God. So they
God.
Made them stronger. Addicts crave stronger pills over time
yeah.
to maintain the same high.
Kick it up a notch, baby.
To stay the same.
Oh, yeah.
The longer you're addicted, the more you need just to feel it.
So they knew what the fuck they were doing then. I mean, they're stringing people along.
Yeah.
I mean, they're making the pill stronger because...
One woman... it seems a lot of them, this might be nefarious doctors who were just getting people hooked too. Mary Catherine Mullins went to pain clinics. I don't know how she, it doesn't say how she started
right.
out.
She get hooked on this shit?
She is addicted. I think she might have.
Did she die?
Yikes. I'm trying to backtrack here
to
see if
shit.
She overdosed.
I mean, the drug companies don't want to have any studies on this. That's so fucked up.
She died of an overdose December 23rd, 2015.
Right. This is a good illustration of why business doesn't need to be anywhere near healthcare, right? Like, pharmaceuticals, it shouldn't be an industry, right? Should be a utility or something.
Oh, absolutely. Healthcare should be
a utility.
Nonprofit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Her addiction started after a car crash. She hurt her back. Doctor prescribed OxyContin.
Yes. Why didn't he prescribe weed? Her mom
says she got messed up. They wrote her pain pills. She just got hooked.
God.
10 years hooked on Oxy.
And that shit's legal.
Got worse and worse. Her started lying to cover up her addiction.
Yeah.
Started stealing from her brother.
Oh, shit. Those pills are expensive, right?
Yeah.
Even though they're all over the place, how come they're expensive if they're making like $9 million and flooding a city with them?
They said she would go to dozens of doctors for prescriptions.
Oh, my God. That's fucked up.
Now in recent years, many of these rogue pain clinics.
Oh, yeah. They're gone.
Have been shut down in recent years. Was it Justified, maybe? Or was it one of those TV shows, those cool TV shows that takes place
in the South?
In the South. But they had set up a trailer that was a pain clinic.
Oh, shit, yeah. That was...
Or was it Son of Anarchy, maybe?
Yeah, Sons of Anarchy.
Sons of Anarchy. It wasn't the South. It was Northern California, which is the same thing.
Yeah, just walk in there, you get pills.
Mm-hmm. She said that they would give her 90 to 120 pills and she'd finish those off in a week.
Oh, shit.
Yikes.
God damn. Well, that's why they're making so many, because people are buying them.
Legally.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, from unscrupulous doctors and, quote, pain clinics.
Right.
And unscrupulous wholesalers who feel like they should be not held responsible, even though they're seeing millions of pills go to a Rite Aid buttfuck West Virginia.
And by the way, Jefferson Beauregard Sessions took the time to say that he wasn't sure that there's any benefit to medical marijuana.
Mm. Did he?
Yeah, he said that. He thought it was dubious.
Nice.
What the fuck does he know? Is he a scientist?
You're right.
God, this shit's all over the place, though.
So the drug wholesalers made billions. The big three together that flooded West Virginia, put them together, and they're almost as big as Walmart. Total revenue is $400 billion.
Holy fuck, man.
Over the past 4 years, the CEOs of McKesson Cardinal Health and AmerisourceBergen collectively received salaries and other compensation of more than... Okay, there's three guys.
Okay.
$450 million.
They have to split that three ways, though.
Well, we don't know exactly.
Oh, that's rough. God!
What the exact cuts are.
$450 fucking million. Dollars.
Between three guys. Only because of Oxy and hydrocodone.
How many problems would we solve in this country if we could make the pharmaceutical industry be not an industry and make the healthcare industry be not a fucking industry?
Right.
That's just profit fucking that up, right? With these pills.
Yes. Yes. Greed. It's pure greed.
Up.
That's the pharma bro. He raised a drug 700% because he could.
Meanwhile,
and he knew the insurance companies would probably pay for it. Sending everybody's insurance costs way up. See, they think it doesn't hurt anybody. Yeah. Well, the insurance company will pay for it.
Oh, sure.
If you have insurance.
Right.
And B, then your costs go up. If the insurance company is paying $700, they're not going to raise your insurance rates.
And then they get you hooked on this shit.
Yeah.
And you need more. And they won't give it to you. And you got to go shop around to other doctors. But they know goddamn well what that shit's going to do to you. It's going to get you hooked.
Pure evil.
And then they take it away. That is so fucked up.
Yeah. So that's what's been going on in West Virginia, thanks to the drug distributors.
Man, they got to get with this medical marijuana shit, man, instead of these oxys and shit like that.
And I think I tweeted out something or put it on the Facebook or both that, remember Paula Page in Maine?
Yeah,
they've got the same problem up there. And he says, oh, well, you know, it's G-Money and Shifty.
Oh, yeah.
They come up from New York and Boston,
fucking
the black
please.
Ones. And they bring all their drugs with them. And then they, you know, they spread some semen around into some white girls and then they leave.
Oh, sure. It's G-Money and Smoothie, by the way.
No, it's Merck.
It's not
and
Big
yeah,
Pharma.
And yeah, to Pfizer.
Me, the insane thing is like Paula Page wants me to think that G-Money can compete with Pfizer. That's the stupidest fucking shit I've ever heard in my fucking life.
Yeah, it's crazy shit. And again, who's going to get gone after? They'll go crazy getting to pull their gun and take G Money down.
You talk about the fucking cartel, man.
But they're not going to go after a dickwad CEO who made $150 million last year.
Those guys are the fucking cartel. I mean, they do all this illegal shit and they're protected. Exactly. They're legitimate. They can do whatever the fuck they want.
And the administration we have now.
Well, they're not going to do shit.
Wants to make it worse. Wants fewer regulations.
They're worried about weed, too. Sessions made a point to say this week he's not sure he believes in the effects of medical marijuana. He doesn't think it's viable or something. Fuck him.
So they're going to try to go after medical too.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that's,
they don't give a fuck.
Good. That'll be the end of them.
Yeah.
I mean, really.
Well, I mean, man,
it really will be the end of the. Right. They go after people's weed. Yeah, Jesus. Man. That's gonna have a. They're gonna have a hard time with that one, I think.
Don't come to California with that attitude, asshole. Or Jeff, just Sessions, listen, think about it like this, dude. Why don't you go to a state where they have medical marijuana? Why don't you get a card? Why don't you go buy some shit and take it and then see how it makes you fucking feel? I don't know. Call me crazy.
Take it rectally.
Yeah, you love it.
A broken bottle.
Yeah.
It's
hardcore.
Do you want to have some Schadenfreude here? Some enjoyment from the suffering of others?
Oh, yes, please.
Pat McCrory of North Carolina.
What a douchebag. He says, hey, let me check that dick, baby.
Former governor.
I hate this guy.
Former Duke Energy CEO, one of the most evil corporations out there, and especially under his captainship.
Yeah, yeah. What a dick.
Loved
this guy.
Their pollutant. Boy. Wanted didn't want to follow any regulations.
Oh yeah.
And when they ended up getting caught polluting, then they're like, well, we don't have money, we have to file bankruptcy. It's probably, wasn't that one of those deals?
Oh,
or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, yeah.
Or was his the one that they miraculously, like, it was millions of dollars of taxpayer money that had to be used to clean shit up, and they got fined $50,000.
That's insane.
Something like that.
Right, that's stupid.
The numbers probably aren't right, but it was kind of that ridiculous.
That kind of shit makes you feel like there's no fucking hope.
Right. That's what they said it before. And the current administration wants to quintuple down on this theory of privatizing profits, socializing loss for corporations.
They want
taxpayers.
Yeah, yeah.
And society.
Right.
If they lose money, to suffer.
We're protecting the job creators, because if we don't protect the job creators, there won't be any what? Any more fucking jobs, right?
Yeah, how's that been going? We've been protecting job creators for 50 years.
Yeah.
Protecting them more and more, shoveling more and more money at them, working harder and harder, longer and longer hours. That, you know, this bullshit about all these lazy people is wrong. Look at worker productivity. Look at how many hours the average worker puts in nowadays. Look at compensation at the same time. That the first one goes up. Right. Productivity's gone up since the war, the big one, World War II. Employee wages flatline.
Yeah,
CEO wages
they go way
almost
up.
Looks like a straight up line.
It's insane.
And corporate profits also up.
And what have we been told since Reagan? Since before that, take care of the job creators.
Oh, and it'll trickle down.
It'll trickle down. And the funny thing is, we're waiting. And some guy like Pudster comes along and says, hey, guess what? We're going to replace all our workers with fucking robots.
Right.
And kiosks.
So we can make more profit.
What happened to trickle down?
Poor Pat McCrory.
Yeah, fuck him.
I think he's a Christo loon, too. Of course he is. Republican, North Carolina. Remember whiny little piss baby in the corner he was about the election? Remember?
Oh,
he was like,
yes.
I want another recount. There's no way I could have lost.
I'm so popular.
The people love me. Most everybody blames him for the transgender bill.
Right.
The anti-hate bill. Bill that's anti-hate.
He cost their state business, right?
Oh, yeah. Millions and millions.
I mean...
And still, it's going on.
And he's a fucking bigot. I'm sorry.
Hundreds of millions, it says the state has estimated.
Yeah.
They've lost.
He's too concerned with what bathroom people are fucking using, really.
And in a Trumpian victory, even in North Carolina, a pretty bigly Trumpian victory in North Carolina, the Republican governor lost.
Oh, shit.
He lost.
Right.
That should be an example to a lot of these assholes who think they're completely safe, because if you really, really get the libs out,
yeah,
you might be able to actually get shit done.
Do you think some of these governors are more heinous than their counterparts in the Senate? Like, I'm just sort of thinking, like, LePage is fucking horrendous. Like, that guy is a Kraken.
Scott Walker.
The dude from Texas. Abbott is a total piece
of
shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe they're worse. Who knows?
601. Yeah. Just a different office.
It's Rick Scott, man. That guy's a piece of shit.
So Pat McCrory is having trouble finding a job, Ryan.
Why the fuck does he need a job? Isn't he rich? Wasn't he in government?
He gave a interview to the Raleigh News and Observer.
Drive for Lyft, you fucking douchebag.
He's blaming that his championing protecting children and women from sexual predators.
Yes.
By making sure that people with the right dangly bits are in the bathrooms.
Ooh, okay. Because
that's what he was doing. It's not anti-trans, Ryan.
Yeah, I just want to look at your balls.
He's only protecting the children and the women.
Right. Can I see a little bit more of your shaft, please? I'm not totally convinced.
He's blaming that for hurting his career prospects. Quote,
yes.
People are reluctant to hire me because, quote, oh my gosh, he's a bigot.
Yeah,
he says, which is the last thing I am.
What does he want? Did he get hired on the board of some company? Be like, hey, guess who we hired? The guy that's famous for the check your dick bill at a bathroom. He's a lunatic.
He says he's been considered for part-time teaching positions at some universities, but campuses have been reluctant to hire him over fears that he might spark a backlash among students who would then respond with disruptive protests. God, I hope the fuck so.
You mean the young, educated part of our society doesn't want to deal with Captain Dick Checker?
Yeah.
What a shocker.
So then he goes, I'm the victim, of course.
he
goes, that's not the way our American system should operate, having people purged due to political thought. Aren't you the ones that want to close universities because of the liberal political thought, you ass fuck?
This guy's a bully. I'm sorry. That is an act of a bully to say, hey, these group of people over here, before you go in the bathroom, we want to make sure you're going in the right fucking bathroom. We're going to, you know, look in your pants or something. I mean, that's oppressive. That's fucking...
And then right for their, I'm the victim.
Bullshit. Yeah.
Then when they're called out on their bullshit. I'm the victim. How dare you not want me to? I should have my own political beliefs. I should be able to hate trannies.
Damn. You, when you were an office asshole, you should have been protecting your constituents.
They really think it's okay that they can't outwardly hate black people. They know that that one's kind of wrong. Although in the Trumpian era.
Which is your right.
It's less bad.
You know what? It's your right if you want to be a big fucking bigot.
Right.
But it's also my right to not hire you, to not associate with you, to not talk to you, to not give you business.
And if I'm a
alienate you?
If I'm a university, I ain't hiring you and asking the students to start breaking shit and flipping cars and stuff.
Well, it depends
Not that we advocate that, but
depends on what university system you're in.
Right.
If you're in the university system of Georgia, you know, I've always heard things that, like, sometimes liberal professors, it's harder for them to, you know, if they're known for writing things that are liberal, you know,
oh, really?
Shit, it's hard for them to get tenure. Certain, you know, university systems. I don't know. God, could you imagine? You're such a shithead as a governor, you can't get a fucking job. That's amazing, dude.
Yeah.
That is amazing. Think about the shithead politicians.
Well, it's mainly because of HB2.
Right.
Like, it's not because of his Duke Energy filleting or
which
any
is
of that.
Insane, man. Right. I wouldn't want to hire him based on that.
I think there's a myriad of reasons why he should be unhirable, but finally it's that HB2 shit brought him down.
I think he should drive for Lyft or Uber. You'd be great at that, Pat.
He said on a podcast recently, if you disagree with the politically correct thought police on this new definition of gender, you're a bigot. You're the worst of evil. Yeah.
No. If you make certain people, scrutinize them and tell them which bathroom they can use. Yeah. And you're a bully.
Let's change
and you're
one
a bigot.
Let's change one word. If you disagree with the politically correct thought police on this new definition of race,
yes,
you're a bigot.
Right.
Let's change one word.
It's one word.
Right. It's the same fucking thing, you asshole.
Yeah, yeah. This guy, he's disgusting. He's pandering to his homophobic fucking constituents and shit.
So they believe
Bill.
But it's cost hundreds of millions of dollars to North Carolina.
Dumbass. That's so stupid.
I believe they're still fighting it, right? Like, it hasn't been...
Yeah.
They didn't smarten up like even the Puritan hat-wearing Mike Pence when he was governor over in Indiana.
Right.
And he passed that bullshit. He took the wrath of hundreds of millions of dollars, and then they changed it.
Hell yeah.
They went through and changed that shit, and they told him, the legislature said, you're signing these changes. You are signing these changes. He wanted to stick with it.
Dude, I mean, it's crazy. The bathroom thing and the checking your dick thing, particularly for the GOP, it's very odd to me because, like, the GOP, they have disgusting politics about abortion, right? About women's reproductive stuff, and they're disgusting about immigration, but those issues are always going to be there. We're always going to be talking about abortion. We're always going to talk about immigration. This thing, I mean, they literally created it.
It's an emergency session,
a thing, man.
An emergency session,
and it ruined his fucking career.
After Charlotte, was it Charlotte, North Carolina, passed?
Right.
All they did was add LGBT and transgender to their already non-existing non-discrimination law
right. In
the city. They voted for it.
They didn't change it, right?
And McCrory called a special session. They called legislators back a day early to make it a priority to overturn this heinous, horrible law. Protect the children.
Dude, if you're a gay person and you find out this guy is calling a special session... Because he's terrified of you? He doesn't want to give you protection? Your governor doesn't want to offer you protection. That is bananas. Right. Fuck that.
Well, you got this new definition of gender.
Oh, fuck off. But but you're right. They really didn't change it. They didn't change the spirit of the bill. They just added more people into it. They made it more inclusive.
Right. Use the bathroom you want. Who cares?
It wasn't an issue.
It was never an issue.
It is now because you're an asshole.
Find us these sexual predators that have been putting on a dress and sauntering into the bathroom. See, that's the false bullshit that they're trying to spin is that by them saying, look, let a transgendered person use whatever bathroom they want, and the lunatics on the right said, well, it's going to be some trucker is going to put on a wig and lipstick and decide, I feel like a woman today, and walk into the bathroom and start jerking off in the corner, listening to women tinkle.
And by the way, let's be clear. I think more GOP legislators have been busted in the bathroom doing,
of course,
shenanigans than any transgender person has been busted trying to molest a kid. And the pervs that they're talking about, are going to be these wackos that go into the bathroom thinking they're busting people using the wrong bathroom.
Well,
that's
happened.
A whole nother thing.
It's happened. Remember, there was a couple of videos of one time I think she may be a lesbian, but she's rather manly looking.
Right.
She got thrown out of a bathroom. Remember, she taped it? She's like, wait, you're kidding me.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
She's like, I'm a woman. And they're like, no, they don't feel comfortable having you in here.
What the fuck? I got a vagina.
Yeah, well, yeah.
A vagina, stupid. God. Well, okay, fine, dude. Show me your dick. Oh, it's too small? Your dick's too small. Well,
right.
It's not manly enough. I'm not comfortable with you in my bathroom. You got to have a big old meat sword.
It's just so fucking frustrating. They're just shitbags, I mean, it's just
the lowest form of it's punching down too, man.
Yeah. How can
it's
I hurt people?
Punching down.
How can you hurt people?
I don't know.
Blah. They even lost, lunkhead Eric Bolling over at Fox quote news unquote.
Oh, I hate this fucking guy. Does he come out on the right side of something?
Well,
fuck that.
It's this is they're eating each other alive over Obamacare because there's 20 different versions of what all these assholes want to do on the other side with the health care. And they, because they're tiny little shit babies who won't compromise, that's their whole gig.
Wait a second. You're telling me Congress can't come together to figure this shit out?
No, the Republicans can't come together
to
figure out how to fuck us, which is good right now.
They're trying. They can't decide which hole.
Chris Matthews the other day was said something. He's like, it looks like, he goes, to me, it looks like they're not going to be able to make any changes to it. And we're just going to have Obamacare the way it is. Maybe they'll go back and they'll try to actually fix it.
That would be funny if they fixed it and made it single payer.
Well, that's what they're doing. Well, they're fixing it. They're not repealing. But if they ended up, if Trump wants to end up on Mount Rushmore.
Oh, my God. He wants that.
With big, really big hands.
Mm-hmm.
He should say, fuck this piece of shit. He should wipe his orange ass with it and flush it down the toilet, send it back to Paul Ryan.
Yeah.
And say, send me single payer.
Single payer, go fuck
That's
off.
That's what the people want.
Because guess what? Everybody hates him anyway.
And what if he said, I've crunched the numbers and we're going to save all this money. Which it would.
Right.
If the government was the biggest, one of the biggest insurers, they get to negotiate rates.
Yeah.
And it would keep rates down.
He would be
skyrocketing rates. Because the government would be like, shit, man, we're paying, we're not paying that.
But we're wanting a guy to create single payer who's also like a tremendous racist. I mean, the idea to...
Well, there are issues. I was hypotheticaling.
I mean, it would be great if he would do it, but it would be strange, right? It's a very compassionate thing to do for a guy who is cruel and a bully
right.
and punches down and just...
Well, that would have been
dickhead.
The one promise he made that would have been really cool.
Absolutely,
kept it.
Dude.
Not the whole wall thing and getting rid of all the Muslims. Those. But everybody covered, and it's going to be cheaper with better coverage.
Sign me up. Negotiate that.
Yeah, where do we get that?
He's supposed to be the great negotiator,
and this
right?
asshole Price was saying, "Well, that's what this is. That's what this is. Everybody's gonna. It's gonna be cheaper."
Listen to this spicy talk about healthcare at a press conference was
it's
fucking
so gross.
Disgusting, man.
I really can't. It's hard to sit through those sometimes because just the
they're
just the
liars.
Bullshit. Yeah, the lies and the bullshit and. It's just frustrating as hell. Here's Eric Bolling.
Fuck you.
I hate pig finds a truffle once in a while. And this asshole, here's his view. It sounds like Eric Bolling is getting ready to sharpen up the daggers for Paul Ryan also.
I want to just ask you, Eric, to talk about this. And if I could set it up with a little bit more of what John Roberts was saying in regards to Paul Ryan's statement. He added, Paul Ryan did, that... When people have more choices, costs go down. That's what this report shows. And as we have long said, there will be a stable transition so that no one has the rug pulled out from under them. This is a tough number for them.
Meanwhile, it's just bullshit because more choices, less restriction means if you're older, you have plenty of choice. All kinds of different coverage you can have starting at $1,000 a day.
And that's your
choice. But you have lots. No, many choices.
All right. Didn't I see Paul Ryan actually said, well, you should pay for it with one of your jobs.
Go get another job to pay for your health care. That's
fine.
The American dream.
Hey, Paul, why don't you get another job to pay for your health care?
Why don't you get another
pulled
job?
Pulled out from under them.
Yeah.
This is a tough number for them in terms of the headlines, but do you think that they'll be able to actually drive home this message that they want people to hear, which is it's phase one, and that we believe competition will drive down the price?
No, I think they need to scrap this. I mean, the leadership, Paul Ryan and the rest of the leadership, pulled the wool over President Trump's eyes. They said it was going to be better, it was going to be cheaper.
They're trying to protect. They're circling the wagons around Schittler, the minions, and they're saying... Look what Paul Ryan did. This isn't what Trump wanted at all.
God.
When Trump did what we all predicted he would do. He wants to go and have rallies, and he's like, I don't care, Pod, just come up with healthcare. I'll be over here tweeting.
And if it sucks, I'm going to throw you under the fucking bus.
Well, I don't think he expected it to suck. I don't think he cared.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think he thought about it.
He didn't foresee this.
Right.
Jesus
And now
Christ.
It's all coming back at him, and he's like, well, right? What? What?
I was in Orlando having a rally with a bunch of fucking racists.
Yeah.
Chanting, make America great again.
He probably, another silver lining to this shit cloud is that possibly, I hope he's miserable.
Who?
Trump.
Donald?
Beyond miserable. Like every day he wakes up and he's like, what the fuck did I do? I didn't want this at all.
He likes to be loved.
Yeah.
You know, popular, and, fun guy.
And good on the universe if you're heaping some... heaping helping a misery on that fuck.
Absolutely.
Because he deserves it.
Absolutely. Fuck him.
Speaking of fucks, here's more of Eric Bolling. But how about Eric Bolling saying that Paul Ryan pulled the wool over Trump's eyes?
Is it surprising to you that Paul Ryan is getting shit on and not Schittler? Because don't people see Schittler as like a sinking fucking ship?
I mean, the sane people.
How long is he going to be around? I mean,
moderates and obviously Democrats and progressives and everybody else are like, this is Trump's. This is all Trump's.
And also, that Russia shit ain't going away.
Well, hopefully. Yeah. Here's more of Eric Bolling. It almost sounds like Eric Bolling agrees with the CBO.
Oh,
like
geez.
Believes it. And
what a pussy.
And, meanwhile, I think on Fox and Friends, or one of the shows,
yes,
they were all like, oh, these numbers from the CBO. It's like, they started out, they showed a clip,
yes,
I think it was on MSNBC today, of three different conservative news shows,
okay,
that all opened up with the same joke today by saying, hey, there's a giant blizzard, 5 feet of snow in Boston, and in big news, the CBO came out and said it's 75 and sunny.
Because they're like the weather. They never get it right, the CBO.
That was the same joke, and three different assholes on three different channels did the exact same joke.
Did anybody ever talk about like how far off they were when the CBO was wrong about stuff?
Spicy Today was trying to, now I don't know the numbers, so I couldn't, I'm assuming a couple of the journalists that were shaking their heads in the audience are on top of the numbers and stuff that he was spewing out, but he was throwing out numbers that, of course, support their side.
Of course.
And that the CBO is, you know. Oh, they're just so wrong. It's
but what
crazy.
Are they going to do if they implement it and everything goes tits up?
When?
But they're not going to implement
well,
it
because
it's not going to work.
No. Now this is...
They're not doing anything.
This is Paul Ryan shat out a live grenade with the pin out. And now they're just going, oh, and they're bouncing it between each other.
Yeah, they don't want it.
Like one of those beach balls at a baseball game.
Oh,
and
sure.
They're all like, ah! And pushing it away. I don't want it.
Yeah. It's bad. It's poison.
And a few, like Paul Ryan and like Price, are out there going, oh, this is great. This is the best thing ever.
Didn't the GOP ever foresee this moment? Didn't they foresee the moment? They're going to sit there and just shit on Obamacare and say it needs to go away and promise their constituents they're going to repeal it.
They don't govern.
But it's here. It happened.
They're great with their... If your fundamental philosophy is that there should be no government,
right?
Why would anybody think that these people are going to be good at governing?
Oh my God. It just doesn't make any fucking sense. And it's really irritating the fact that all this work they're putting in on this Trump care is for nothing.
Right.
It's for fucking nothing. They could be doing something else. God, Trump, you could be filling seats in your cabinet or your fucking appointments or whatever.
Sure, the same amount of people at a lower price, and it's not. The CBO came out with basically the same price. We're talking $337 billion over 10 years. That's $33.7 billion a year. That's a drop in the bucket, but One of the things that Obamacare was imploding, one of the ways we showed that Obamacare was imploding in itself, was that fewer people were going to be insured in 2026. That's true. 28 million fewer people would have been insured under Obamacare. The problem is 52 million people are going to be uninsured under this plan, according to the CBO right now. Look, is there a plan out there that can work? Yep. But, you know, go back, start over, and come back with the plan that works.
There you go. Why start over? Why not just take Obamacare and fix it?
But that's the Trumpian view, too, I think. But Trump doesn't want details. He doesn't know for shit. He doesn't know details. He doesn't know anything. He just wants to be, it's going to be beautiful. It's going to be the biggest and bestest healthcare ever.
Do you ever think he looks at his advisors and say, do I like this or do I hate this?
Well, he called Flynn in the middle of the night to ask him if a strong dollar was good or bad, right? Wasn't that the story?
Yeah, I wonder what he said.
Flynn said, I don't know, was the story.
Oh, yeah, he said, I don't fucking know.
How the fuck do I know, yeah.
Call somebody. Call somebody in your Treasury Department, dickhead.
I'm the guy that hates the Muslims. Oh, okay.
No, I want to talk to you about everything. That's terrifying. It is terrifying, man. I was reading some report about, like, all these weirdos Trump just talks to all the time. And he doesn't talk to his advisors a lot. He's talking to these weird fucking friends of his.
And listening to InfoWars.
Oh, yeah. It's great.
Apparently. Breitbart. Oh, God. Peter Alexander? Did he call out the...
Peter Alexander.
Who's he's a MSNBC correspondent. He's the guy that has... It was great at that one of those press conferences of Trump's. He basically stood up. It was when Trump had said it was the biggest electoral college victory since Reagan or something like that.
Right.
And he stood up and said he had the numbers. He was reading. He said, actually, Obama was this many. And he goes, well, no, I meant the Republicans. And then he said, oh, well, George Bush was this. And George Bush the first was this. Everybody's victory was bigger than
his. I got the facts right here.
And that's when Trump was like, well, I that was the information I was handed. I was given that information. I was given that information. And then Peter Alexander said, how can we trust you? How can we trust what you say when you just said it's the biggest victory ever? And I have the numbers in front of me. And Trump said, that's the numbers that were given me. That's what they were giving me. But you'd agree it was a big victory, wouldn't you?
Good God.
And Peter Alexander said, you're the president. Perfect answer, right?
The thing is, like, that's the information I was given. No, dude. We all have the same information. I could have looked that up.
I've been given tons of information.
Yeah.
It ain't all right.
Right.
It's your responsibility to make sure, especially if you're
the kind of the president, dude.
Maybe retweet some shit.
The highest office, you fucking asshole. Jeez.
Here is, again, a little bit of Peter Alexander asking when we get to trust the president.
Oh, God. That's my question, if I can, very quickly.
Thank you for your assistance with the...
That's new. You spoke on behalf of the president, quoting him on the jobs report on Friday. Yeah. You said they may have been phony in the past, but it's very real now. I guess the question... They are very real now. The question is...
Just want to make sure you get it right.
When should Americans trust the president? Should they trust the president? Is it...
See, Spicy's trying to be all yuck.
Yeah.
It was a joke. Ha, ha, ha. No, they're bad then. They were bullshit then, but they're right now.
We want to know if the guy who
and
has
Peter Alexander's like, it ain't funny.
No, it's not funny. We don't want, I don't want my fucking president speaking in hyperbole sometimes. He's kidding. He's sarcastic.
Yeah.
Do you remember?
I want him joking.
Remember when Obama, he'd sit there in those press conferences and there'd be those long fucking pauses? And
because
he's
he was
sitting there.
Maybe thinking, yeah.
Carefully thinking about what he's going to say because he's the fucking president.
Right. Right.
This guy doesn't have that.
I want to make sure you get it right.
When should Americans trust the president? Should they trust the president? Is it phony or real when he says that President Obama was wiretapped?
Well, again, let's get back. I think there's two things that are important about what he said. I think recognizing that it's the...
You know, so he didn't answer the question.
He didn't. Let's get back to the important thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God.
When can we believe?
Our president
skip ahead a bit.
Lies. He lies.
Oh,
it's not normal, man.
Hourly.
Number of people that they predicted back then would be covered now, they were off by more than half.
I guess the question is, when can we trust the president when he says something's phony?
Hold on, hold on.
Says it's
you
real.
Asked a question about CBO, and now you're complete.
No, he opened with, when can we trust the president? He said this on Friday, and that's ha-ha, joke, laugh. He accused President Obama of wiretapping him, which you guys have produced 0.0 evidence of.
And he didn't even say that, dude. He wrote it in a fucking tweet.
You're right.
He wrote it.
Yeah, yeah.
And now you're conflating it with the question of the president.
No,
the question is
about wiretapping first.
Okay.
So we went on to CBO. So the question in simple terms is, when he says something is when he says something, can we trust that it's real?
Yes.
Or should we assume that it's phony? Well, no.
He suggested it's real. Absolutely.
How could we believe that it's real when you just told us that it was phony then?
I did not tell you that, Peter. And you're trying.
It was on Friday that the president said, the president said the numbers were phony then, but they're very real now. So how can we.
Well, I also mean, I think that there's a big.
That he won't later say, actually, it was
hold
the
on, opposite. Hold on. I think the difference is the president was talking then and now about job creation, the number of jobs.
What? God damn.
He's talking about the numbers being good then, and not good now. Well, but he talked about a baseline, I don't know, the U4 or the U6, I think U4 probably, the measurement that they use.
Oh, yes.
When Obama's administration would put that out and say, hey, 200,000 jobs created this month.
Yeah, yeah.
Woohoo! People like Trump and the Republicans would say, That's hardly anything, and plus that number's bullshit.
Right.
They need to
need
to use the U6 or the whatever, some other index that includes 90-year-old grandmothers that don't want to work.
But now he loves the numbers.
Right, and that was the joke that Spicy came up with on Friday. It wasn't a joke. He said he was quoting the president. He said, the president wants me to say this exactly.
And it's not funny.
Before, they were wrong, and now they're right. Ha, 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 ha. And they all had a good laugh.
I mean, when the president comes and talks to us, we don't want to read between the fucking lines.
Right. That's what Peter Alexander's saying.
Oh my God, dude.
When do we trust him?
Yeah.
So how can we?
Well, I also mean, I think there's a big.
That he won't later say, actually, it was.
Hold
the
on,
opposite.
Hold on. I think the difference is the president was talking then and now about job creation, the number of jobs. The issue that he brought up in the quote that you're talking about was the percentage of people who are unemployed. And there is no question that no matter how you look at this, whether you talk about 4.7 or 4.8 or whatever the number is, that number is fluctuates by how people calculate who's in the workforce. Okay, Peter, let me answer the question. You're not. Let me answer it. The bottom line is
you're bullshitting.
Yes.
You're not answering
you're
the question.
Lying.
The percentage of people who are unemployed varies widely by who you're asking and the way you do the analysis of who's actually in the work.
But if you actually agree upon the analysis that you're going to use, yes, there are different ways of measuring it.
Right.
If you agree on the fucking number you're going to use, which is the U4 or the U6 or whatever, that it's the same one that they've been using that they're screaming about is great, great, great now. Is the exact fucking calculation that was being used by Obama, and they said it was bullshit.
Yeah.
It's wrong. You shouldn't use that one.
I mean, I don't remember watching Obama at a press conference and thinking, can I believe him?
Yeah.
You're not. Let me answer it. The bottom line is the percentage of people who are unemployed varies widely by who you're asking and the way you do the analysis of who's actually in the workforce. The number of people who are working and receiving a paycheck is a number that we can look at. Secondly, when you're asking about the validity of the CBO report, again, I refer you to the CBO itself. The number that they issued that would be insured in 2016 was 26 million people. The actual number is 24 million. The actual number is 10.4. That's not a question of our credibility, it's a question of theirs. Do you have anything more?
The bottom line is the question that you still have not answered is can you say affirmatively?
Did you hear him say, well, there's your answer right there?
I have answered.
Peter Alexander's like, okay, so maybe you could try answering my question.
Right.
I did answer it.
Can we believe the fucking president?
Right.
10.4. That's not a question of our credibility, it's a question of theirs.
Bullshit.
Do you have anything more?
The bottom line is the question that you still have not answered is can you say affirmatively that whenever the president says something, we can trust it to be real?
If he's not joking, of course. I mean, but in that case, hold on. But no, you're asking. Hold on.
Start over again with joking.
Okay, no. But your point is
Peter Alexander's not laughing. That's great. It's great. He's like, He's like joking.
Right. Do you remember way back the I believe it was the first Iraq war, and they would do this daily thing with the updates, you know, God, what was his name? Fucking Secretary of Defense. Rumsfeld.
Rummy
would come on TV, give a press conference about the war, you know, an update. And the press, you know, he was always kind of funny and sort of personable, and they would kind of laugh at his jokes. And then they all decided, they got together and say, don't laugh at his shit anymore. Don't laugh. Make the guy fucking... Let him use that as a weapon.
They need to do that with this asshole, too. Friday was heinous when that whole group laughed when he basically said, oh, the president was bullshitting.
That is not
Let's
funny.
All normalize that. Let's when, normalize
when he says
that you can't believe anybody.
Oh, my God. When he says, like, yeah, you can believe the president as long as he's not joking. Is he Dave Chappelle, the president?
Yeah, right.
The president doesn't joke.
There's like 20 seconds left here.
No, you're asking. Hold on.
Start over again with joking.
Okay, no. But your point is, if he's, every time that he speaks, he's speaking as president of the United States. Like it's
more than 3 million Americans voted illegally. Was
yes,
that,
and
was
he still
speaking?
Believes
was he
that.
Joking or does he believe it?
He does believe it. Thank you.
Ooh. And
holy
he moves on.
Shit.
That's not a good answer, by the way.
So he
that's the right answer. That's truth. That's probably the one true thing that fucker said.
He
in this
believes
whole press conference.
Millions and millions of people in California, New Hampshire, wherever, voted illegally.
Oh, yeah. He still believes it.
But he didn't believe the CBO.
Or global warming.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
or that Obama was born in the United States.
Oh, right.
We'll be back tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, and
Does he believe Sandy Hook happened?
For Hump Day, crab diving, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern Type Coast. Don't forget iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com. Please leave us a good review. And if you're going to buy anything on Amazon or on the internets, go to Amazon. Go through our hole, and it helps us out. Always helps us out go into our hole.
Right.
Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon, and whatever you buy, we get a little taste. Ryan's going to be doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed at RatedRComedy, his Instagram feed at RatedRComedy, or to his website, RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great evening and afternoon. Sorry.
Bye-bye.
America's new transvestite army.
Shut up.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.